bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I am so thankful to be able to speak with you once again after having gone through so much trouble in my life. I just thank the Lord for He's watched over me. And hopefully He's watched over you. We know He's promised to do that. We have to declare His protection, His promises, His prosperity. And we have to declare His victories and declare that He's our provider. And I want to talk briefly about Psalm 40:8, where it says, "Your law is within my heart. I have proclaimed your word in the great congregation." So nothing will stop me from doing that. I declare the work of God in my life. And nothing is going to stop me from telling that story, because it is my purpose, as it was Christ's purpose, to proclaim the will of the divine, to do the will of the divine. It was His purpose on earth. And so we know that we, as inheritance of Jesus Christ, have this same purpose. And it should be within us and within our hearts to do the will of God. And nothing, no accident, no trouble, nothing that we come upon in our lives should stop us from doing the will of God or proclaiming His word. We should do it unashamedly and without fear. And if something comes upon us, we call upon God, because we know that His angels will surround us and protect us from fear, because we trust in Him. And because we trust in Him, we won't lack anything that is good. So we pray to Him, and we call upon Him, and we proclaim His word without any fear. And we go forward knowing that Christ is with us. He's all around us. He's our rescuer. He is, and I say it many, many times over, that He is our God, and He is also our guard, G-U-A-R-D. And because He's guarding us, and because He's watching over us, we do His will. And His will is that we talk about His teaching. We tell the good news that we are saved, and we never stop telling that good news. And I'm going on down to verse 10. I have not kept the good news of salvation to myself. I've always spoken of your faithfulness and help. I've told it in the congregation. I've not been silent about your loyalty or your faithfulness and your unfailing and steadfast love. And 11 says, "Lord, I know you will never stop being merciful to me. Your love and loyalty will always keep me safe. I am surrounded by troubles, and my sins have kept caught up with me. But we ask the Lord to save us and to help us now. And then verse 14 says, may those who try to kill me be completely defeated and confused. May those who are happy because of my troubles be turned back in disgrace. May those who make fun of me be dismayed by their defeat. May all those who come to you be glad and joyful. May all those who are thankful for your salvation always say, how great is the Lord. I wish him poor. But Lord, you haven't forgotten me. You're my Savior and you're my God. Hurry up and aid. So that is a way of saying, Lord, even though I'm going through this now, and I'm going through this trouble because of, in my situation, I had an accident. I was hit by a car. I know the Lord will deliver me, and he will make haste to help me. And this prayer says, destroy them. May they be driven back who wish me evil. And of course, you know, the person who hit me tried to say that he didn't, and we found the video that said that, you know, actually said that he did, and we saw me being struck. I'm not trying to wish evil upon that person. I'm talking about those people who wished and prayed that I would not find help in the Lord. And I said to the policeman, I'm a minister, and I know that God will help me. And surely he did. And I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful because this attack of, I won't call his name. I refuse to call his name, but this was an attack. But God is protecting me. And I declare that the Lord is already protecting you and your home, me and my family. Thanks be to God. Amen and amen.